Mahmoud's Diary, July 9, 1912, New York. A number of friends were waiting for Abdu'l-Bahá when he arrived with a paper from Mirza Abu'l-Fazl in his hand. He gave it to us and said, "Read this. It is very interesting." It was an answer to criticisms of one Sayyid Abdullah, an enemy of the cause. These criticisms are themselves more proof of the greatness of the center of the covenant than are the praises of the friends. Mirza Abu'l-Fazl has recorded the very words of this critic in his book. Although that Sayyid had embraced Christianity, thus retrogressing, he appealed in his pamphlet to the nationalities of the world, even the Zoroastrians and Jews, to cooperate with him in his opposition to the Baha'i faith. The English press of Cairo published his pamphlet in the month of Nisan 1912. In his pamphlet, he attributes the success of the cause to the virtues and perfections of the center of the covenant. Below is a passage from the second chapter of his pamphlet. And when we reflect upon his, the Master's, work and the work of his father, we find a great difference between the two. The foundation laid down by Baha'u'llah didn't rise except very little. It was not even apparent to the eyes of outsiders. But what has been built upon it by Abbas, Abdu'l-Bahá, since the time of the passing of his father, which does not exceed 20 years, is really striking. We see millions of people of various religions and diverse denominations, such as Muslims, Christians, heathens, Buddhists, and Hindus, drawn and attracted to his cause from such remote countries as America, Caucasia, Russia, Great Britain, and the shore of India. In the fifth chapter he wrote, "What vast genius, striking intelligence, consummate opulence, and tried virtue has enabled Abbas Effendi to attract multitudes of people from diverse denominations and languages. Even this month he received hundreds of letters from his American friends supplicating him to visit them. They sent 1,000 guineas to defray the expenses of his journey. He granted their request as he had promised them last year, but sent back their guineas with thanks and apology, saying that it was not his custom to accept such things. Consider this great opulence which was related to me by one of his followers, and also spoken of by some Egyptian papers. Look to this virtue and piety which is the cause of love and affection, as is said by our ancestor, the author of Islamic law. Be indifferent to what the people possess, and the people will love you." At the table, the master read this paper and smiled. He remarked that according to the words of the Quran, the deniers said to the Messenger of God, "Verily thou art an insane one." But now, according to the words of the deniers of the cause, "Vast genius, striking intelligence, consummate opulence, tried virtue, and the majesty of the center of the covenant have become a cause for the attraction of hearts. The preeminence and power of the cause is established even by the words of its enemies. Today the services of Mirza Abu'l-Fazl were mentioned repeatedly by Abdu'l-Bahá."